This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Pants Pending Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of Never-Ending Random Discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes are so piercing.
It's...
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh, dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. Good. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhuber 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
Tonight, Executive Director of Hoopfest and former Gonzaga University basketball player Matt Santangelo. Comedian Philip Kopczynski. Musician Josh Belliardo. And now, a man whose blood type is IPA, Deese Casillas!
And all right, guys, thanks for coming out to the show. How are you guys doing this evening? All right. Technical difficulties. This is definitely not the first time we've done this show, as you can tell. Yeah, thank you for coming out. I am Deese Casillas. Welcome to The Social Hour After Dark. Spokane's first and only, not only, but the best talk show in Spokane. How are you guys feeling this evening? Thursday night. It's going to be a good night. That's right. We've got some great guests in the house. We're going to give it up for them in just a second. We've got a whole fun show. We've got some improv. We've got some music. We've got some comedy. It's going to be a good night, okay? You guys along for the ride? Let's do it. It's going to be a good night. Like I said, guys, I'm your host, Deese Casillas. I do a talk show podcast once a week. Now we're bringing it to the stage for you guys here. We're going to talk about some local stuff, first of all. Sad news. Elk Fest was supposed to be this weekend. Anyone sad about that? You guys wanted to go to Elk Fest, right? That's right. I know. Sad. Didn't happen. The city needed $4,500 to make it happen, and they couldn't come up with the money. Yeah. They did say that if they did come up with the $4,500, they're just going to find some other BS reason to cancel it anyway. So, yeah. Go Spokane, right? Canceling all the good stuff, right? $4,500 American dollars is all they needed to make Elk Fest happen. So really, all they needed to do was sell 1/30th of those rocks they dumped under the freeway to stop the homeless people from sleeping there. And we could have had Elk Fest, right? The breakdown on that money was this. They needed $1,000 to pay for more police officers. They needed $500 to pay for more barricades. And the rest was earmarked for the police officers to shoot innocent bystanders. So that was what the rest of that money was for. In wildlife news, I don't know if you've heard about this. In North Bend, Washington, there was a cougar attack. Attacked two bicyclists, fatally killed one. Sad, right? Very sad. Don't worry, local authorities found the animal. They euthanized it, so you're safe. They did do an autopsy on it to try and find out why the animal attacked the bicyclist, and it turns out it attacked because it's a cougar. And that's what they do. Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Don't let it affect your summer travel plans. There's very few cougar sightings in the area except for a small cluster in the yoga pants section at the new Nike outlet store. So, yeah. Yeah. Another wildlife news, exciting. The National Wildlife Service said they just found breeding wolverines south of the 90 freeway for the first time in over 100 years. Yeah, it's pretty interesting, right? So look out, North Idaho men. Your dating pool just doubled for the summer. That's right. Lucky guys. Lucky guys. In other wildlife news, actually, there was a Colorado man who recently said that while walking through the woods, he was sexually assaulted by Bigfoot. Yeah. Yeah. And in unrelated entertainment news, Bigfoot was just appointed the new head of Miramax Films. So, yeah. I don't know if you heard this, in other entertainment news also, Kim Kardashian recently visited the White House to visit President Donald Trump to talk about prison reform, yeah? Two of the heavyweights in America going at it talking about prison reform. But she was actually quoted as saying, I've finally forgiven all my exes and I think the prison system should too, so, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, lots of news about Donald Trump. Everyone loves our president, right? I was actually watching CNN a while back, and there was a split screen. Half the screen had President Trump threatening to shut down the government for a third time, and the other half of the screen showed Elon Musk's SpaceX shooting the most powerful rocket into space. Pretty impressive, right? And all I could think, as our president's trying to shut down the government, the smartest man in the world is trying to get off this planet as quickly as possible. It's like, get me out of here right now. Yeah, also I was watching this on the news. President Trump was recently traveling from D.C. to Southern California to look at prototypes of a wall that they want to build on the Mexican border, right? Now, this does not offend me as a Mexican-American, but this does offend me as a taxpayer paying for a president to fly from one coast to the other to look at a wall. Like, isn't this why we invented the internet so we could do things remotely? Like, do they not have walls in D.C.? Like, just build a little Lego wall. And it's like, it's going to be like that, but bigger. The Mexicans are still going to get in. Yeah, we can't keep them out. I think my favorite thing in the news recently is these people who believe that the Earth is flat. Have you guys heard about these people? Yeah. You know what they call themselves? The Flat Earth Society. That's right. Little on the nose, not what I would have gone with, but it gets the point across. You all get it, right? My favorite guy is Mad Max Hughes. Now, I don't know if Mad Max is his given name or that's just something he added on later, but his plan is he wants to build a homemade bootleg white trash rocket to go 13,000 feet up in the air to prove that the Earth is flat. Yeah. And all I could think is, you know what else you could do, Mad Max? Is you could buy a $59 Southwest ticket from Phoenix to Sacramento, get some Fiesta Mix and a free cocktail, go 35,000 feet up in the air, and the Earth is still round, you inbred hick. I do think it's very impressive, though, that, like, someone, if you are so dumb that you actually think the Earth is flat, that you think you have the faculties to build a rocket. His plan was to build this steam-powered rocket using technology so antiquated the trains don't even use it anymore. And he converted a mobile home into a ramp and shot it up into space. That was what he was going to do. Now, it's sad because not only did he not make it into space, but he also ruined his home. So, yeah, can't live in a ramp. There's actually a basketball player. His name's Kyrie Irving. He plays for the Boston Celtics. He also believes that the Earth is flat. And in a recent interview, when he was asked about it, his empirical evidence that the Earth is indeed flat as a basketball player, he said, listen, you can't bounce a ball on a ball. Yeah. 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 He went to Duke University, not on an academic scholarship, okay? And all I could think is when this guy plays billiards, it must blow his mind, right? When he just sees all those balls bouncing off these balls. I actually found out recently there is a dating site exclusively for people who believe that the Earth is flat. Yeah. That's a true story. And all I could think is, like, I hope this is just a clever ploy for us to get them all together and then sterilize them so they can't have kids. And then if that doesn't work, we'll just take them to the edge of the Earth and throw them off and get rid of them, right? All right, guys. Summertime's almost here. You guys excited for summer? That's right. I'm excited for summer. I like to cool down in the summer. My favorite way to cool down in the summertime is a Slurpee. And I went to 7-Eleven recently, and they're now giving out rewards cards. Little rewards cards, and they have a lanyard that you can stick on your keychain so you can save money every time you go there. And I thought, that's interesting, but no one that shops at 7-Eleven that much has keys to anything, so why? I don't understand it. All right, guys, we're going to keep this show going. So when we started doing this show, the idea was that we were going to do a talk show for all of Spokane. And the comedy club asked me to do this because, obviously, I'm very well-known and very popular. So we actually went out and hit the streets to talk to people and see how many people knew me. So we're going to take a look at that now, okay, guys? Jim and Elaine, and they're from Scotland and
Hi.
From
Scotland.
Both from Scotland. So we're just showing people pictures of international celebrities and seeing if you know who they are. For every one you get, I will buy you a pint.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
Do you know his name?
No.
No.
You don't know who that is?
No.
No autographs, I'm sorry, not tonight. I can't do any autographs. Appreciate it. No autographs, guys. I gotta go. I thank you. Thanks. Hi guys, how's that ice cream? It's good. I can't do any autographs though, okay? So okay. Don't ask. I'm sorry, not tonight. I gotta. Just too hard. I mean, this popular in Spokane. Everyone knows you. It's.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage first. Put your hands together Actually, I forgot the dude's name. Just come on up. You know who I said was first.
This is for my high school senior project.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a couple years late.
Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be great.
I think I'm still going to get credit for it, though. So hopefully.
That's a nice teacher.
Do you know who that is? Do you know that person's name?
Billy D. Williams.
What's your name?
I'm April.
April, nice to meet you. Are you from Spokane?
I am.
What do you do, if I may ask?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher? What do you teach?
Science.
So, like, what grade?
Eighth grade.
How do neutrons travel?
Neutrons travel very quickly.
Do you know who that guy is?
Is this the same guy?
No, that's a really famous celebrity.
He's drinking old English.
Yeah, well, it's a rough patch. No, not everyone's
it's classy.
Yeah, that's classy. Sure. However you want to spin it. Do you know who that guy is?
He looks like a mafia hitman.
No, are you a comedian?
I'm with the news, Jen.
What news?
Which one's the one you like the most?
Fox News.
That's the one I'm with.
Sure you are.
I'm with that one. Can you tell whoever you're texting I'm not doing any more autographs tonight? Let them know no autographs. I can't do any. What about that guy? Do you know who that guy is?
No.
No, I've never seen that guy. You look like Abraham Lincoln, man. Has anyone told you that before? You look like
you get that all the time.
Do you know who that guy is?
No.
You don't know who he is? You've never seen him around anywhere?
Not here.
Not nowhere around here? You've never seen him anywhere?
I've never seen him here in Spokane.
No, he's probably from somewhere else. I don't think he's ever been to Spokane even.
Drew?
Drew?
Drew? Do you guys know who that is?
No.
No?
Don't know that one
You
either.
Don't know?
Mayor Condon.
Mayor Condon.
Yeah, of course.
You guys know who that guy is?
That's Mayor Condon.
Hiya.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going. Okay,
I was just letting you guys know I'm not doing any more autographs. So,
oh, is that
yeah,
right?
No autographs. Thanks, though. No, no more tonight. Thanks, though. Appreciate it. You guys know who Dees Casillas is?
No.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
You guys are doing some kind of project, I know what you're doing.
It's my, actually, this is my high school senior project.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's Russell Wilson, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. That's not a football he's holding there.
He is a known old English drinker.
Hi, guys. No autographs.
Over.
Nice to see you. No autographs. I'm sorry. I'm not doing any autographs tonight.
He looks familiar, but I'm terrible with names.
He's seen him around somewhere, but maybe.
Do you guys know who this is? You seen this guy? Do you know his name?
No.
Have you seen this guy's name? No,
yeah.
No. You have. Do you know his name?
Yeah, Jack.
Isn't that the guy from Betrayed Born?
All right, let me show you another one. Maybe this one's better. Does this look? Do you know that guy?
That's definitely Jack.
That's God damn it.
Hey, no autographs though. I can't do any autographs right now, Jen. Okay. I know you really want one. Maybe next time, kid. Okay. Sorry. Okay, what about this guy?
Eminem?
Eminem. That's Eminem. You got that one right.
Hi, my name is...
Can you know who that guy is?
My stepdad, girl.
Did you know who that is?
Is that you?
Oh, no, that's not me. No.
Really?
No.
No, I don't know who that is.
Is he good looking, though?
That looks like you.
Is he good?
That is you.
He's pretty good looking, though,
that
right?
That is you.
No, that's not me. This is for my high school senior project.
Your high school senior
yeah.
project.
Not buying sure. that.
No, it's a little late, but I'm going to, I think they're still going to give me
they're
credit
gonna
for it.
You're going to get your GED on
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Well, okay. I already have one of those. I'm hoping to go back and get the whole thing.
Okay.
Well, what we're doing today is we are showing people pictures of local celebrities.
Okay.
That everyone should know. They're very well-known people.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
If they're from Z Nation, I will not know.
You guys know who that is?
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a celebrity. Well, no, everyone knows who he is.
I don't.
You don't know who that is? Don't
I
know
don't.
No.
Nope.
No.
I have no idea.
No.
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 Nope.
No. I don't. Sorry.
No. No, I don't know.
Nope.
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 No.
Nope.
You just won't win the car, but I mean, that's okay.
Right.
It's a 93 Geo Metro. It's not that nice of a car. Hey, guys, no autographs, okay?
Gosh, I'm not going to know this.
You're not going to know them? All right.
I have no life.
Okay, here's the first one. If somebody asks you, do you know who that guy is?
Yeah, I think I do.
You know him?
Yeah.
You know, who is he?
Dees.
It's Dees.
Yes.
How do you know him?
Just met him. He's pretty awesome.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Do you guys know who this is? Do you know his name?
I hear his name is Jack.
It's not Jack. I already said that. Do you know
Randy?
Randy? Well, you're just guessing that.
It's all like this.
He's handsome.
What quickie mark did you rob me with that shirt?
Do you know who that guy is?
That is my landscaper.
He does your land at your house or?
My body.
does your body? How much landscaping does he do?
Quite a lot.
Like, all of it.
I am a very hairy individual.
Check. There we go. So apparently I wasn't as well known as I thought, guys. Okay, this is
more embarrassing. I don't even know why I showed that now. all right, guys, we're going to keep the show going. We got some great guests coming on the show. First up, your first guest, you know him. He is former Gonzaga basketball player. He's the executive director of Hoop Fest Spokane. Please give it up for Matt Santangelo, everyone. Is your mic working? No, it's not working. Is it on?
It is on.
Oh, my gosh. I wonder what's going on with these microphones. Is that on back there, Ryan, too? Nope. All right. This is very exciting. All these mics are working right before the show. And then they're like, no, we're not going to work anymore. You want to turn on three? There you go.
Test, test.
There we go. Look at that. I don't know why we use a lot of wireless mics. They're worthless, so... You guys are a good crowd. You guys are really patient. All right. So we got Matt Santangelo here. Matt, thanks for coming on, buddy. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Matt formerly played for Gonzaga University and also runs executive director of Hoop Fest. So you guys are busy right now, right?
This is the time.
This is the time.
This is our month.
How many teams do you have this year? Is it more than ever?
Not more than ever, but more than we were last year. We're just over 6,000 teams.
Okay, so over 6,000 teams. So how many players is that?
Roughly 24,000. Simple math. I'm an athlete, so I don't do too advanced math. I mean, four players per team, you get to 24,000.
Yeah, you're like Kyrie Irving. Your scholarship wasn't for
balls
wasn't
don't
for math.
Bounce. Yeah, balls don't bounce on balls.
Yeah, so are you flat earther too, one of those guys?
No.
No, okay. so when did you tell us when you played for Gonzaga.
Yep, so I played through 96 through 2000, so a long time ago. Kind of part of the first group that went on the national scene for GU, went to the Elite Eight in 1999, the Sweet 16 in 2000. Graduated
nice,
with
very
a...
Nice. Yeah. Nice, very nice.
Graduated with a management degree, but then had an opportunity to go play overseas. So I went and played overseas for 7 years, Italy, Spain, Greece, and Poland, the world tour, international.
The best places in Europe, you
Know.
Yeah,
the passport's full. Right. And then moved back to Spokane a little over 10 years ago to with my wife and family and made Spokane home.
Very nice. Very, yeah. Which, what was your favorite? They call Poland the Hawaii of the Eastern Bloc, right? Is that... What what was your favorite place you played in?
Well, with a name that ends in a vowel and a nose like this, Italy was kind of my favorite place. Everywhere I looked, I thought, oh my gosh, is that my dad? Oh my gosh, is that my dad? because we all kind of looked alike. So you kind of saw the nose start around the corner, and then you'd see the rest of the person come a couple of seconds later. But no, Italy was wonderful. Spain was fantastic. My time in Greece it was all an adventure. Seems like many lifetimes ago.
Yeah. So what brought you back to Spokane?
So really we came back. I mean, you kind of joked about it a little bit. Spokane was hard because when you're on campus, all you really see is Hamilton and Division. You don't get downtown. You don't get up to the north side, the south side, or, all the beautiful lakes. And I'm from inner city North Portland, so, kind of the diversity thing was kind of a challenge in Spokane at times.
Too much diversity. We got white, off-white,
too much culture.
Russian.
Too much culture.
Just all the whites.
Yeah.
Beige. There's a little beige in there.
It was way too much culture here in Spokane for me. And so, moved back with my family, and neither my wife nor I have family in Spokane, but just absolutely love it. And, of course, Hoop Fest is a great way to stay connected to the community in a lot of different ways.
So is that a full-time job all year? Is that?
It is.
What happens besides
I wish it
that?
Wasn't.
I feel like it's 1 week. To us, it's 1 weekend a year.
Yep.
But what are you guys doing all year to make Hoop Fest happen?
So Hoop Fest itself is, I just made next year, 2019's Nike buy.
Can I sign up right now for next year?
Did you sign up for this year?
I'm going to play. I'm going to win.
Can we get a round of applause for Deez, please?
Yeah.
Playing at Hoop Fest. One of
Thank
the 6,000 teams. That's amazing.
Just wait until I blow out a knee.
We're not going to do a recap. We're just looking forward.
I said
kneecap.
It's going to be a kneecap is what it's going to be.
It's a lot of moving parts. We impact a lot of parts of our community, and then we have a lot of different programs. So we do basketball throughout the year, not just Hoop Fest itself, but a lot of youth programs in the fall and winter. So it's a wonderful organization that it's a nonprofit. And really just gives back to the community through the game of basketball.
Then where'd my $35 go? I paid money to play. Where did it go if it's nonprofit? That went somewhere.
Man, these things ain't free, you know. They ain't free.
But you got Nike. Don't they endorse you guys? Come on.
They should.
They should, right? Yeah. So you guys are doing something different this year. You do, or bringing back the 5-on-5, is that right?
Yeah, we the last couple of years, we did a little bit of an alumni game on the Friday night of Hoop Fest. First year was Gonzaga versus Gonzaga. Second year was Gonzaga versus UW. We have another evolution of that this year, a little tournament between Gonzaga, University of Utah, Air Force Academy, which I think is a great tie to Fairchild and all our military community here. And then every good tournament needs a villain. We're bringing St. Mary's as well.
Oh,
so I think, you know, for the basketball, you know, people that care about that type of thing, it's going to be a fun, another additional event to Hoop Fest Week.
Can I hang out with Kevin Durant this year?
Sure.
Yeah, awesome. Perfect. You guys heard it. You have witnesses. It's a verbal contract.
No. But here's the thing, because you made fun of him earlier. He talked about Kyrie Irving and the flat... What are
The Flat Earth Society.
The Flat Earth Society. Yeah. Well, Kyrie Irving has a movie coming out on June 29th, which is the Friday of Hoop Fest, called Uncle Drew. It's kind of his alter ego who... I don't know if he's a part of the Flat Earth Society or if maybe the alter ego believes in a round Earth. but it's a movie coming. So Kyrie Irving is also a Nike athlete. So we're working on kind of another kind of athlete, celebrity kind of event tied to Hoop Fest as well.
There you go. Is ESPN coming back this year?
ESPN is coming back because they're going to broadcast the 5-on-5 games. The TBT pod is what we call it.
All right. And are you playing?
I have aged out.
You've aged out?
I have aged out.
How old are you now?
I am old enough to say I've aged out.
I'm trying to do the math.
I'm 40. I've hit my fourth decade. I was joking earlier. I have a 10-year-old son who just kills me on how old I am. One of his spelling words was chronic, and his sentence used chronic in a...
Did you play the Dr. Dre album?
Someone got really excited back there. It wasn't that. He said, my dad has chronic gray hair pain. Like, that was a sentence that he put in the thing. So now the teacher thinks, like, I got issue, but I don't have, like, I said it's salt and pepper. It's distinguished.
It's distinguished. It's nice, you
right,
know?
Right.
You're not pulling that thing where, like, you're 73, like Paul McCartney, with still jet black hair. Like, I don't know about that, Paul.
Right.
I know you're a knight, but still. all right. So no more Hoop Fest. Is your son going to play this year?
We have three children. Two of them will play, and both are playing on two teams each.
You almost just gave one an eating disorder when you said I have two kids. Like, one of them's like, what about me? I don't have... Yeah. Are they all boys?
Two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
And different teams. They're all going to play, though?
All different teams. And then Stella, the queen bee, she's just going to be... She'll be running the show. She's still a little young to be playing.
A little young to be playing. So, okay, I heard rumor that when you played on Gonzaga, that there was actually a guy on your team that played a Wookiee in a Star Wars movie. Is that correct?
Axel Dench.
From Australia. How did that happen? Do you know anything about that?
Well, that was after we had graduated, so it wasn't during our time.
Oh, you didn't play with them.
Yeah. No, but we were teammates, but the Wookiees situation came after we were done playing school.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel like you should have got a call? Like, where's my call on my phone?
Could have been a Wookiee. When you talk about typecasting, he was a 6'11 Australian. I mean, it didn't take much but to put some fur on him.
Right.
He's a Wookiee, right? He's a Wookiee. It doesn't take much.
Didn't even need the hair, really.
Right.
Just kind of... So moving forward with Hoop Fest, what's one of the things you guys are trying to do over the next couple of years to keep it going? Because the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in the world, which is crazy to think that Spokane has that.
And I think for those of you that are familiar, and I know that we kind of have two kinds of community, right? Either one, you're coming to Hoop Fest right in the heart of it, or two, you're going to the lake. You're getting as far away from the thing as you can because it's a melting pot of humanity.
So we know that.
We don't shy away from that. I mean, you're going to have literally 250,000 people in downtown Spokane in 3 weeks when it happens. We had 42 states represented in registration, 6 countries last year. I mean, it's a global event. It should be a huge source of pride. This is my elevator pitch right now, so you guys got to listen. It should be a huge source of pride for our community because it's really unique and it's really rare. And when people talk about Spokane and our region, Hoop Fest is one of the things we're recognized for. So that's a really cool thing. It's a huge economic impact. And so we're really, really fortunate. And literally it takes about 3,000 volunteers to pull it off. Like it is, when you talk about a community event, there's maybe no greater example. It's our most vibrant. It's our most diverse. It's our most inclusive weekend of the calendar year, without question. And we're really proud of that. So in the office, there's 6 full-time staff, and it's our kind of our job to be the steward of that. And we're really proud of that and really humbled by the support we get from the community.
Very good, yeah. What you said 6 other countries. What are the 6 countries?
So we had 6 teams last year from China come over.
Wow.
Canada's an easy one. We certainly have South America. And then we have Australia. We had France. And we had, I think, Germany was the other one last year. So, I mean, literally all over the world. That's, because it's a great reunion weekend. And, you know, if you come to Spokane, if you're from Spokane and you moved away, you're coming back to Spokane either for Christmas or Hoop Fest. If you got to choose one of them, you're choosing Hoop Fest.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great reunion.
Yeah, that's right. Do they not have 3-on-3 tournaments in Germany? That seems like a long way to go to play some basketball, man.
Well, that's what Hoop Fest is all about.
All right.
Plus, I don't know how they count difference, metric or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's cheaper. The Euro's on its way out anyway. All right, Matt, so where can people find information on Hoop Fest and all everything that's going down?
So SpokaneHoopFest.net, nothing but net. So at this point, registration's about done. We're not accepting any more teams, but volunteerism is a huge one. So if you do follow the Hoop Fest world, you'll hear a lot of media over the next couple weeks asking for volunteers. I mean, without all of you, this event doesn't take place. We know that. And so it's a great way to kind of, again, be a part of the showcase of our region.
What can everyone do to be a part of the weekend? Is there anything they can still do, help out, or just go watch? What do you want?
But there's a couple different ways, because there's certainly court monitors are the one that is the highest demand and the biggest need. Those are the men and women that are kind of on the courts helping manage those games. But, I mean, if you want to, you know, just do a shift at Master Scoreboard or just do a couple hours in our retail experience, all those things are volunteer opportunities. Even putting together team packets over the next couple weeks. I mean, rolling T-shirts. There's a lot of things not just tied to the specific weekend, and we need them all. I mean, there's no more or less value, but those court monitors are really the ones that make this thing go.
All right. We heard it, guys. If you want to help out with Hoop Fest, hit up Hoop Fest or
SpokaneHoopFest.net.
All right. There you go. And go down and support the teams. Go watch me try really hard and hopefully not die.
Well, one thing, so download the app and you can search his name. So we can all go to his court.
That's
we can
right.
follow him on the weekend. So there you
our,
go.
Our team is called Nick Cavassier Sucks. That's the name of our team because Nick Cavassier sucks. But we're going to play. It'll be fun. So follow us and check it out. Go to SpokaneHoopFest.net and go help out, guys. It's going to be a good weekend, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Matt, thank you very much. Keep going for Matt Santangelo, everyone. All right, guys, real quickly, before we bring our next guest up, we just are going to have a quick word from our sponsor, okay? Quick word from our sponsor here, guys.
Okay, here, now we can start. Okay, so hello, my name is Kyle Givens. I'm the owner of Givens Guns, and I'm a gun lover, all right? I love guns. I'm married to my gun. I'm literally married to my gun. We had a traditional Canadian wedding. A lot of people say, well, Kyle, how you married to a gun? What do you do? We do anything that any other couples do. We enjoy watching movies together. We enjoy Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3, the Anne of Green Gables series, and Die Hard 4, of course. So if you are a gun lover, you come down 381 East Main Street, come down to Givens Guns, and maybe our guns can meet each other.
My facial expression is a little too weird.
All right, guys, give it up for Givens Guns. All right, guys. Our next guest you've seen around town, headliner all over. You can see him with Comedy with Friends. Please give it up for the very funny Philip Kopczynski, everyone.
I'm just fucking around. Sorry. I thought that would be fun to do that. Oh, hey, what's going on? This is an interesting event so far. Thanks for coming out. Give Deese a big round of applause. Sure. Yeah. So I'm the stand-up comic. My name is Philip Kobzinski. My wife and I are having a disagreement. She wants more kids. I kind of want less. It's too late for that shit. No, here's the deal. I don't want more kids because I heard that 1 in 5 people have herpes. Right now it's me, my wife, we have 2 kids. We have another kid, someone at that dinner table is going to have herpes, man. You can't argue with math, you know what I mean? So we compromise. We got a little female dog. She dresses it up like a little girl. Yeah. Oh my God is right. But we love the dog. We love her. She's part of our family. And as the 5th member of our family, we assume the dog has herpes. Right after we got her, she was attacked in our backyard by a stray dog, and my wife had to defend her, and it happened in slow motion. She's like, oh, no. Yep. My wife's never been in a fight in her life, but she came back to me like a featherweight MMA fighter. Just got her first knockout punch. Like, did you see that shit? Woo! Knock that bitch out! Like, yeah, you did. I'm going to tell you this. I am done killing your damn spiders, okay? I was Navy SEAL, tactical combat. You can handle a daddy long leg. Now settle down, because we got to mend our dog's petticoat, okay? We've been married 15 years in August, and the great thing about that is neither of us have ever online dated. None of my single friends like it. None of my single friends have ever been like, oh, dude, big date tonight. Finally mustered up the courage to ask out corndog underscore 87. So I got like a married guy's app. Married guy's app is Fitness Pal. Yeah, you log your food and your physical activity, and then I guess you just keep doing that till you die, man. That's the rest of my life. But I've been working out at a gym. It did inspire me to work out at a gym, and I found out later it's a gym meant for female bodybuilders. They didn't tell me that in the brochure. I found out when there's a big poster of a woman squatting. It says, I didn't quit when I'm tired. I quit when I'm done. Which is a great motivational saying for giving head. So. Creepy guys always do that, man. So anyway, I got a free workout session there with an Austrian woman, 6'1". She's like, okay, so what we're gonna do are hip thrusters. Do you know what hip thrusters are? No, but I am definitely scared to death of you, all right? It's like, oh, okay, no, hip thrusters are good for your buttocks. Here we go, what we're gonna do. This is, you're gonna lay down on the bench, okay? You're gonna lay down, gonna scooch, good. Gonna take 35 pounds, we're gonna put it right here. And you're gonna lower the hips, you're gonna raise them up. There, we're gonna do 20 of these. Pinch at the tops, there you go. So now, I look over, I see a woman squatting 250 pounds while I'm humping the hole of a 35-pound plate weight. Immediately, I'm like, dude, I don't know if I've ever allowed myself to feel this vulnerable. And also, I was like, 35 pounds, way too much weight, dude. Way too much weight. My legs started doing this like fail. I'm gonna bring it out here so these guys. My legs started doing that like failing quiver thing. She's over me. Come on, you can do this. What about my body language makes you think I can do this? You Nazi bitch. So, I've been looking for ways to work out from home, you know. Looked into a swim treadmill. Don't know what that is. It's like a hot tub. Just shoots jets. You just swim like this in your backyard. Because every physical fitness trainer will tell you, best form of exercise is struggling for your life in a river somewhere. Here's a major design flaw. An off button on the one I looked at was in the front. That seemed like a mistake. You don't leave enough juice in the tank at the end of your swim, you're going to be in your backyard. It's like, somebody! No, quit laughing and help! Which would be a weird way to die, you know? Hey, what happened to Phil? Oh, yeah, he drowned in a class one rapid right in his backyard. Left behind a wife, two kids, and a dog with herpes, man. It's a real tragedy. Cool, man. I'm cheap. I won't get one of those. I'm super cheap. Travel a lot for stand-up and stayed in a Roadway Inn. Yeah, because I figured, like, it's probably better than sleeping in my car and peeing in a mason jar. That should be the Roadway Inn motto. Roadway Inn. It's better than pissing in a mason jar. I thought it was going to be like McDonald's, you know? It's not good, but at least they have like a set rules they got to follow. Running a Roadway Inn feels like going to an improv show, man. They got like a sign, a couple loose suggestions. They're just going from there. Found the worst one in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I had to check in, and the guy who checked me in was behind bulletproof glass. And he was sketchy looking, dude. I'm looking at him. I'm like, what the hell happens out here if you're in there? This dude had neck tattoos and not like NBA approachable boy next door neck tattoos. No, dude, this dude had like sketchy prison tats. He had like anuses tattooed on his neck for every prison rape he committed. Like, he was like a fighter pilot of unwanted shower sex, dude. I got to the room, man, I couldn't tell you how many cigarette burns were in the comforter and sheets. Because a lot of them were probably warm spoon burns, really. What does a warm spoon burn look like? I couldn't describe it, but you know, it definitely has a feeling of sadness. So anyway, I was like, man, I'm pretty tense. I don't feel good about this. I'm gonna do some push-ups. I looked at the carpet, I'm like, nope. Not gonna be a push-up weekend, man. Might be wearing my shoes into bed weekend, actually. It might be wearing a condom in my clothes to bed weekend. Like, I'm gonna feel a little more at home if I put my clothes in the dresser drawer. I pull out a drawer. There's graffiti in the drawer. It says R.I.P. Tove. Miss you, homie. Like, dude, I've never heard the name Tove before, but that's a bad omen. I'm gonna lock the door so no one else is in here. I don't want anyone else in here, just me and the ghost of Tove. So the next day, I had to do a late lunch because I couldn't leave my room on account of all the parking lot fights. It shared a parking lot with a strip club. I have never felt more like a little bitch in my whole life, wondering if I'm hungry enough to wade through some stripper fights at 11 o'clock in the morning. I was like, God damn it, are they still at it? Man, I stopped making fresh quiche at 10. I'm gonna be eating afternoon quiche, God damn it. So anyway, I had a late lunch after my artificial crab and Swiss cheese quiche. I don't know how long the fire alarm was going on in my room. But I will tell you this, it was absolutely full of smoke and nobody gave a shit. I open my door, smoke erupts out. I'm like, I gotta get my stuff. I'm gonna crawl under the smoke. I look at the carpet again. I'm like, I'll just duck. I don't know how to fight fires, man. I was a motel fire noob, you know? It's a rookie. So I'm just like strafing and wafting and ducking. I get all my stuff. I throw it out into the sidewalk because this wasn't a hallway type place, you know? Really wasn't even a sidewalk place. I just put this in some dude's parking space. And nobody who was a regular at this motel seemed to think it was weird. One dude walked by. He's like, oh, yeah, man, room 125. You don't want that room. That's the fire room. Yeah, Tove died in there. Go to the front desk, and I see my reflection in a window, and I'm covered in soot. I smell like a burn barrel. I look at all the other regulars at this motel, and I'm like, hey, man, I'm fitting in here, you know? Is this what happened to you guys? Did you guys all start in room 125 and just make your way around this motel of demons? So I go to the bulletproof glass, I knock on the door, I'm like, hey. Hey, can I talk to the concierge? Yeah, my room's on fire. Guy looked at me and he's like, God damn it, room 125? I'll take care of it. And he took care of it. He put a fan in the room. And he turned off the bathroom light, because that's where fire comes from. And he gave me a new room, which was generous. He came back to me, he's like, so do you want a new room? I was like, actually, I was hoping I could upgrade right now to a totally different fucking life, dude. And I took the room, so I had to go do a show in half an hour. I went and did the show. There were 6 comics. We each did 11 minutes. I told everybody after the show what happened. One of the comics was like, to the producer, goes, hey, man, what would you have done if Phil had died? Would you have canceled the show? And he's like, no, you guys would have each done 13 minutes, man. That's easy math. That's what we did when Tove died. All right, man, I'm going to sit here now, I guess. My name is Philip Kopczynski. Thank you.
Keep it going for Phil Kopczynski, everyone. Almost died in a heroin fire in Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Found the worst one.
How many rewards points did you get for that?
I spent rewards points. So they gave me a new room, and I was scrubbing ash out of my fingernails with my toothbrush. It was the last use of my toothbrush. And I realized my toothbrush was so covered in ash that I was just compounding more ash into my hands, and I saw myself in the mirror, and I was like, man, I thought show business was going to be more glamorous. That story is too depressing. Like, I get it. It gets real sad at the end there.
It's the life of a comic, right? That's like a good trip. That's like a good road trip, though.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it was nice. I had a bathroom.
On fire?
Yeah.
Spewing fire?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to go like buy a polo at a Walmart. Polo game's pretty tight at Walmart. If there's any dads out there, they got some pretty sick ass polos.
Is that the one you're wearing now?
No, dude. I'm not. I got a show. I'm not gonna slum it with my Walmart polo. But on the way back, I got on the plane and there was this like super fucked up looking guy wearing the same exact polo. And I was like, shit, man. Like, I wonder if he was in a motel fire, too.
Room 125?
Like, yeah. Did they, the only, yeah.
Maybe it was Tove. He's like, I just like the idea, like, you walk out of the hotel. Like, I was in a hotel fire over there. Like, that Phil, that hotel has been closed for 20 years.
No, I bought toiletries at a CVS, and I just brought it to the comedy club. And I was like,
I live here now.
Yeah, don't let me forget this. That's how I'm going to brush my teeth tonight. I feel like we have to move on, man. It's getting super depressing.
And then you got paid $50 to do a show?
No, I didn't get paid anything, man. It was a contest I won. I got paid in a bike trophy that the producer thought it was funny to put my name on.
Okay. If any guys ever want to do comedy, don't. This is what you're going to end up with. A fire and no money and a trophy. And, best fire in Indiana.
Yeah, no,
trophy.
The cool thing is, though, I won this contest, and it hasn't helped me at all.
Perfect.
So that's been fun.
Well, you made it here. You got here. This is.
Oh, yeah. No, I got here.
That's how we found him. We booked him through that contest in Indiana. So Phil's been around a long time doing comedy. Actually, just recorded an album, right?
Yes, just recorded an album. Actually, it went live a little sooner than I thought. It's soft releases right now. Check out my website. It's called Hillbilly Glamorous. Recorded it right here in Spokane. Even mixed and mastered it in a cool little place called Amplified Wax right in Spokane. It's a great studio.
Yeah.
So.
How did you pay for the album?
How did I pay for the album? Good thing you asked, Deez. I paid for the album. I sold T-shirts on the road while I was doing comedy. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And it's a great hustle. Oh my God, what's that right there, Deez?
You have fun. This.
Oh, that's crazy. That's that the T-shirt. I must have dropped it up here when I sold them. It says, I don't quit when I'm tired, I quit when I'm done. And it's the funniest shirt that's ever been made.
Wait.
Listen, I this is worth $20. It's inspirational. People will see you, you're like, yo, man, you have a message and I appreciate it. Cool. And you'll be lifting weights in the gym and people are like, yeah, I agree.
Show them the best part, though.
When you go hang out with your friends, you can lift this up and it says, this shirt is about giving head. Underneath, right here.
Right.
you want to buy it, I'm looking for Instagram models, and Father's Day's right around the corner. So,
yeah, don't worry.
I will actually be selling that after the show, along with some new lavalier mics. If you
it
want
only
up your
smells
game,
a little bit like fire. Who wants one? Yeah, you can buy it after the show. He'll be over there. They're $20. They'll buy it over the show. That's. Phil got worried for a second.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
my gas
you,
money.
I'm like, oh, that's the only way I'm going to get paid tonight.
So Phil does something interesting. He does a show called Comedy with Friends. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, okay. So yeah,
you already walked one person as soon as we said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this dude is super like into this show right now. You are intense, man. We have locked eyes numerous times. This will be just right to you. No, don't change here. You just keep your arms crossed if that's your natural state. You don't have to do what I say. Why are you doing that? You can uncross your arms. Just relax, man.
Swipe right on that one.
Yeah, Comedy with Friends. It's a Facebook content page. You can see stand-up comedy on it. I put mine up there. I put my friends up there. A lot of them are from the West Coast. And I do a live show where I play three characters, and then I do stand-up at the end. One character is a sad, rejected reality show star who's trying to rebuild his career with stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And then there's a transgendered redneck named Reggie Whitehead. And yeah, it's pretty great. He was born a woman, transitioning to a man, and he's a redneck. And he fucking is a total redneck, man. He talks in a redneck. He doesn't give a shit. And I'm using the proper pronoun if you're being insensitive.
The best part about that character, though, is we've done shows where Phil will play the redneck character, and then he gets off stage, and he goes back up as himself, and people are like, who is that other guy, the redneck? Where'd he go? Like, it's the same guy. That's him, right? They have no idea. Like, it makes me believe why people didn't know Clark Kent and Superman were the same person. Like, he just takes a hat off and stops using the hillbilly accent, and all of a sudden it's not... not the same person.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of physicality. I am classically trained, but
yeah.
other than that, yeah, people have confused. I've actually a lot of people have complimented clubs for giving a transgender person a voice, and it's actually kind of why I do it, because if there is a transgender comic in the world that starts being a redneck on stage, I'm gonna stop doing that. But I think.
You should tell them to stop doing it. You did it first.
No, absolutely not. I'm trying to give someone the bravery to step up on stage. Because I'm just a regular, like, white dude in comedy. I'm like a spatula of comedy. There's a ton of us out there, man. Nobody gives a shit
about us. When's the white straight male going to get a fair shake in comedy, right? Yeah.
No. I'm not saying it's unfair. Like, it's the easiest point of entry.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you start a spatula company, you're probably going to sell a few spatulas if you work hard. But you better make some crazy-ass spatula if you want to stick out. The world's looking for, like, those things that peel avocados and falafel balls. So like little, like a falafel baller would be good. What I'm saying is the world of comedy needs a gay Muslim. That's. I'm really into metaphors, man.
You should try that one. Add it to the repertoire, the gay Muslim. See how that'll work out. So how long have you been doing comedy for, though?
It'll be 5 years in October.
5 years in October. Now, why... I met years ago at Blue Door Theater doing improv.
Yeah, I was doing improv, but that's like community theater. So that's totally different.
Even less than getting not...
Get a trophy. No, the tier of performer goes musician, comic, improviser, poet.
That's how we're closing with a musician. way to give poet a nod, even.
I like one person got really excited when I said poet. It's like...
Big poetry fans over here. You have a slam in a minute. So why the transition to stand-up comedy after improv?
I aged out, man, just like that other dude. Aged out of improv. That dude was... I mean, he's too handsome to be in Spokane at 40. Does anybody think that? I saw him. I'm like, dude, you're too attractive to be a JCPenney's model. I don't know where he is. Probably he'll be kicking my ass after the show.
This guy in the front row. He'll
just be bouncing my head off the cement. You like hoop plus now, you little bitch. What was the question?
So tell us where people can find you, Phil.
Oh, yeah, Philip Cobb Comedy. I'll have a card. You can just come. You should go like my Instagram. It's silly. It's wacky. I got Comedy with Friends sketches on there. And also, it's pretty hard to justify continuing to do comedy when you only have 357 followers, man. It fucking sucks, dude.
Like, no, a big deal, these 357. They're very dedicated people. Like,
yeah, no,
show.
They're super hardcore. Just, yeah, dude, it doesn't cost anything to follow a comic. But, yeah, it's good to I don't know how to pitch this any harder, man. Just grab my card. Go
to
my website.
Just go hand out cards, everyone in the audience.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Hillbilly Glamour is $5. I don't know if anybody
buy the CD. It's an hour of comedy.
No, don't buy that. God damn it, dude.
Or buy the download.
Don't buy CDs. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy the download.
This guy doesn't
even
know. No, it's, yeah, a CD is just an old relic.
Yeah.
It's like a coaster. No, you can just buy a digital download on my website. Just get the digital download. You can have it on your phone and listen to it anytime. Or you can go to Spotify, listen to it like 1,000 times.
Or just put it on repeat and let it go.
Yeah, repeat. Yeah.
Make Phil some money. So, all right. Follow Philip Komzinski, Facebook, Instagram, Comedy with Friends. After the show, he's going to be over there. Guys, stop by, say hi, grab a card at least, buy a shirt. And, yeah, don't be weird about it. Say hi. Anything else, Phil?
Yeah, come over, say hi, man. $20. I can take a credit card probably, and I don't give a shit whose credit card it is. All right, I got no ethics.
No ID necessary. All right, guys.
So I'm just going to walk off now.
Yeah, keep it going.
Okay,
Phil, all right,
that's how
everyone.
This has been going. Thank you.
All right, guys. Like I said, to be sure... buy a shirt. When afterwards? No, I can't. I'd have to pay him for it, and I don't want to do that. all right, guys. Before we bring up your last guest, we're going to play a little clip of his most recent music video. I'm going to get that going. Taste of what you're going to get live here in just a second. But please give it up for Joshua Belliardo, everyone. Thank you very much. So you can grab that mic and take a seat, buddy. I know. And with this one
hopefully.
Works. These work for sure. It does make me feel like a sham. This is definitely a prop. Everyone figured that out real quickly, obviously. This mic doesn't work at all. It's not connected
looks so
to anything.
Nice, though.
Yeah, it looks fancy, but all right. Joshua Belliardo is a multi-genre musician. He's an acoustic singer, obviously. You saw that. He does hip-hop also, R&B, everything like that. What kind? Of, so why? That's pretty range in music. So what kind of? What's your favorite type of music to do?
Well, honestly, for like live performance stuff, it's really fun doing hip-hop and R&B because it's more of a wall of sound, so people don't really talk over you, opposed to doing acoustic singer-songwriter stuff.
Yeah.
But both of them are very fun, and it's cool being diverse in different genres because it means I can impact more than
you know, one specific community of, you know, the listeners.
Sure, sure. Now, how long have you been doing music for?
Well, I started doing hip-hop when I was, like, 8 years old. And then I moved into doing singer-songwriter stuff when I was about 16. I started on the ukulele.
A ukulele? That was your...
Yeah.
Hip-hop ukulele, first yeah. Hawaiian hip-hop. Do you have, like, a do you have a cool rap name or something like that? Like,
oh, well, I went by Nova, but then I recently searched Nova on Spotify and realized there's a guy with, like, 500,000 followers named Nova.
You could be that guy. You could be like that.
I just figured I should just, like, take him out.
Yeah, you just usurp him and take it. Is he a hip-hop artist also?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you just, I don't know, I think you do a drive-by or something. I think that's
Absolutely. That's within, like, you know, the community, right? That's what you do.
So you like live, you like doing hip-hop a little bit better, but what about just in general?
Well, I'll tell you, despite, like, the fact of having to create diverse rhyme schemes and things like that, hip-hop's a bit easier to write.
Sure, yeah.
Because you're not having to, like, come up with new melodies and things like that. So, in terms of, like, writing music and things like that, I prefer doing hip-hop. Okay.
So do you do a lot of fusion of hip-hop and, you know, acoustic, things like that?
Not really. I'd like to work on incorporating that into, you know, my show and give more of a stage show rather than just, like, going up, performing, and then, like, getting off. But right now I just kind of have the difference of someone just drop a glass. Party foul.
That's all right.
Chug.
They're just really, they're so excited.
It just keeps getting worse.
No, it's fine. It's just going to come out of my tab. It's okay. So where do you perform around town? Where can people see you live?
Well, I've performed all over, like the Knitting Factory, at the Pin, the Big Dipper. More of like the bar type gigs. I perform at the Prohibition Gastro Pub and the Drinkery on Garland. Mm-hmm. That's a really cool place. Those are both really awesome places. If you like a good burger, definitely go to Prohibition Gastro Pub.
Yeah. Now, this music video we were just watching, I heard that got a lot of hits recently on YouTube.
Not on YouTube, Facebook.
On Facebook, sorry.
By the way, in the video on Facebook, the audio is synced with the video. I don't know why that was messed up. I'm actually just really good at miming, so I was just echoing my voice. No, but I posted it, and I started my ad campaign, and it took off a lot faster than I thought it was going to. And in 18 days, it hit 100,000 views, which was really cool.
It's pretty great. Yeah, that's pretty good. Local musician. So now, are you from Spokane?
I was born in California, but I've lived here, like, consistently. Yeah.
You've heard of it.
Yeah.
One of the 50.
He's heard of California, not me.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So I was born in California, but I've lived here consistently since about 14.
Okay.
And I'm 12 now somehow. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's backwards, yeah.
Benjamin Button.
So what are some of your musical influences?
Justin Bieber.
All right.
I love me some Biebs. I actually have a poster of him on my bedroom wall next to a tomato poster. It's a Western Family poster, and it shows tomatoes, and it says expect great quality, and it's what I use to get women to know that they've, you know, sealed the deal with someone worth their time.
There's nothing like Safeway. Quality and Safeway are synonymous, right? That's what I when I think the best thing around, I think Safeway. That's what I go for. So Safeway is your musical inspiration, you're saying. Safeway. You just go hang out in the produce aisle.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Squeeze a couple tomatoes. You're like, all right, this is good. I'm going to make a song out of this.
Well, other than Justin Bieber, though, you know, starting on the ukulele, I was really influenced by a guy named Never Shout Never. It's a lot of pop musicians, honestly, because I do kind of acoustic pop style music.
Okay.
And then on, like, the hip-hop side, Tech N9ne is a huge,
Everyone knows him. He's here, like, every other weekend.
Yeah. he has a house on the South Hill, so.
Yeah. I think he's in the Knit right now. He's not even performing. He's just hanging out, waiting for his next show. So Tech N9ne. Yeah, Tech N9ne's great, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, have you met him?
I haven't, but I'm about to be working with the CEO of Strange Music's daughter, Mackenzie Nicole.
Okay.
So I probably will get to, and I'm going to fangirl pretty hard.
Nice. Very nice. Josh, why don't you tell people where they can find you, music videos, Facebook, website?
Well, if you are interested in checking out some of my stuff, especially after I play, you can go to www.joshuabmusic.com. You can follow me on Instagram. Unlike Philip, I have 2,000 followers.
Ooh. Shots fired. Shots fired.
Yeah. Yeah, so www.joshuabmusic.com. All of my social media is /joshuabmusic. So yeah, it's really easy to find me, and I'd love to hear from you guys, hear feedback about my music, and yeah.
All right, guys. Well, follow him on Facebook, catch some of his live shows. But right now, we're going to get a live performance from him right now. How's that sound? Yeah, you want to hear something? Let's get you set up. We get him set up over here. Give him a moment. He's going to make sure that he's got the microphone that works, which is nice.
I don't know why it... Check. There we go. Oh, there we go. Also, before I do this, can I show you guys my beatboxing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mr. Sound Guy, could you bring up the low end on this? No? Okay, that's fine. All right. My name is
Joshua Belliardo.
Thank you. Yeah, it's cool when you first hear it, but imagine my dad who's dealt with it for like 8 years. Well, my dad, I'm a musician. What do you think? I live on my own. Ask me if I have a car. No, just like, it's just, no, seriously, ask me if I have a car. No, I'm a musician. That was actually an answer I gave to a girl on Tinder. She's like, so, hey, do you have your own place? I'm like, no, I'm a musician. She's like, oh, well, do you have a car? And I was like, no, I'm a musician. And then she fell in love. I hit her with the Biebs. All right, so this next song is... This song is an original... Yeah, laughing. Comedy's easy. I guess you just make yourself really awkward on stage. Just kidding. No, I gotta give it up. I gotta give it up to comedians, honestly. Being a singer-songwriter, getting on stage and performing something that you have practiced over and over and over, and it's not like you're depending on people to laugh, is so much easier than the comedians getting up here. So I really, really give it up to the comedians to do that. All right, so this song is a song called Vulnerable.
Just a physical satisfaction. When I breathe in your breath, I feel the weight of my shattered world melt right off my shoulder. When I taste your lips, I die. 'Cause for a second that feels like forever, I'm fine. With your hand intertwined in mine, I get the feeling that this is exactly what love feels like. As a collective, our two halves make up. I can feel the difference in loving an entire soul. dressed you with my eyes and saw your colors explode. Stripped you down and found a girl who is vulnerable. I see the love from you is worth more than just gentle skin. The world's been blind to what it's been giving. Yeah. Into my ear, I feel your meaning. Like a shark into my brain, I'm held captive to the metronome of your existence. I can't deny you said. Embracing you is my trust. I feel my fears disappear when you are here. I'd rather bleed than to let that change. As a collective, our two halves make a whole. I feel the difference in loving an entire soul. I undressed you with my eyes and saw your colors explode. Stripped you down and found a girl who is vulnerable. I see the love from you. It's worth more than just gentle skin. The world's been blind to what it's been giving. Oh, I undressed you with my eyes and saw your colors explode. Stripped you down and found a girl who is vulnerable. I see the love from you is worth more. Just gentle skin. The world's been blind to what it's been giving. Oh, 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 yeah. When they touch your skin, all they can feel is the simple satisfaction of pleasure.
Joshua Belliardo, everyone, give it up for him. Thank you again so much. Keep it going for him, guys. What's that? Yep. Go, yeah.
Also, I also will have merch available. I have CD stickers and posters if you'd like to support me. It's greatly appreciated. Buy a CD, get a poster and a sticker free. Buy a poster, get a sticker free. Anyways, if you can't afford to pick anything up, I'd love to meet you all, though. So I hope to see you over at the merch booth. And thank you all very much for having me.
Keep it going for Joshua Belliardo, everyone. That's right. Thank you again. Thank you, guys. Yeah, be sure. Thank you, buddy. Be sure and go see him. And if you see, by the way, if you purchase anything from anyone who is on the show tonight, we're going to give you 2 free tickets to a future show. How's that sound? Okay? Yeah, that's right. All right, guys. We're coming to the end of the show here. But as for our last segment of the show, we have this month's In Memoriam. I got that. This month's In Memoriam. This is a segment where each episode we're going to spotlight something or someone we lost this month. This month, Roseanne Barr. You guys, ABC recently revived the hit sitcom after the star canceled the hit sitcom that was revived after she went on a racist Twitter rant calling Valerie Jarrett one of the President Obama's former aides. If Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby. Yeah. Roseanne, You're like Jason Voorhees in the Friday the 13th movies. Nobody asks for more of you, but you just keep coming back. Sure, it's a little different every time. A cooking show, a show ironically about nuts. But every time you come back, you're worse than before, and the people who actually enjoy you are even more dumb. You're a real horror show, and you always leave a trail of bodies in your wake. The sad part is, we're the incompetent girl running in the woods. We always trip and fall, and eventually you catch us. And here we are again, another sequel of a franchise long dead and desperate attempt at a money grab. And we tripped and you caught us again. Except this time, there's no more sequels. Sure, maybe Roku will give you one last shot with Roseanne in space, which is great because it means you'll finally be off this planet. We'll be rid of you. Best case scenario, maybe get Freddy or Roseanne versus Freddy. And makes sense because you're a real nightmare. Best part is, comically, like any other psychotic maniac antagonist of a slasher film, you're predictable and you always go after the black people first. All right, guys, thank you very much for coming out to the Social Hour After Dark. If you guys had a good time, please post on the Facebook page for the Spokane Comedy Club. Follow me at the Social Hour. We're going to be doing this again. We got another one coming up in July, I believe. We'll be hitting it. We'll be putting it out there. Before we go, special thanks, guys. I'd like to give a very special thanks to Ryan McComb, Derek Schoonover, Will Gilman, Lucas Prom, Sydney Capazzo, Ethan Higa, and Tony Russell. We couldn't have done this without you. Thank you very much for all coming out. Please stop by and say hi. Have a good evening, okay, guys?
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios Podcast Network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!